Yes. And that the width of your monthly income goes up more than that difference. Because what you have here, and I've seen this over and over again, is you have a lot of people that have all their money in superannuation, have all their money in their house, and have no liquidity. Would you agree? At retirement, that's what your stats show. They're waiting under a superannuation. They're waiting on a house. They can't get rid of their house because they don't have enough money. They got to live in that house. And if it's a bull market in the house market, fine. You can roll that over and get another house, but then you might have to pay in more because you got a bigger house. So you're kind of trapped there. Liquidity is the game. Cash is king. He who has the gold rules. So all I know is that once I put liquid cushion there, capital, I watched my business grow, become more stable, higher quality clients. I became more stable. I was more methodical, less emotional, less volatile, less stressed, less irritable. A lot of other benefits that's worth a lot. And my business went up and kept growing as I built the cushion. So I kept the cushion growing with my business, and my business kept growing. And it was beating more than 8% because the amount that it increased in the business I was getting every single month. So instead of me investing in somebody else, I was investing in me and my company. How many of you got what I'm saying here? By stabilizing my company. That's not what everybody tells you to do. But I've seen people tell people to take their money. Oh, why would you put it in a money market account? You're only getting 4%. I could put it over here and leverage it out and get that thing to get to 30, 40, 50%. In the meantime, when the market's going up, they feel elated and cocky. They margin themselves. They borrow other people's money. They do that. When the market goes down, they crash. And they're back where they started. And they still got no cushion. Anybody been there, done that? I'm like the tortoise. Just methodically keep saving. But what happens now is if you save, eventually you earn the right to risk a little bit more. Your saving goes a little faster. You earn the right to risk a little bit more. Your saving goes a little faster and just keeps getting faster and bigger and bigger. New opportunities come because as you build wealth, you get bigger opportunities, bigger ways of getting more money. At first, it seems like monotonous and slow. It's not that slow once it gets going. Have the company that you're working for that gives you a wage, that's this one, lifestyle. No problem. Now, you can do it two ways. You can either take the money off that and save it and build this, or you can do it directly from the company and just go build this. If you want to, if your taxes... If you're your company, you put the total of the gross of your company. I'm going to tell you how much to put in that cushion in a minute. Total gross of the company that determines the size of the cushion, and it can be allocated for personal and business purposes. If you're separate from the company, you just base it on what your personal lifestyle income is. But if you are your company and they're not really separated, it's your company, then you can just do it on the gross of the company. Because that's going to cover the company portion and your portion. So let me explain that. If let's say your company's doing, I'm picking a number here, out of the blue, $50,000 a month, or $10,000 a month, or $5,000, or $100,000, to $1 million a month, doesn't matter, whatever that number is, X. My advice is it takes about 2 to 3 months worth of liquid capital to stabilize the company. At least 60 to 90 days. And here's why. It's very simple. If you're averaging $1,000 a month, and you're working 20 days a month, that means you got $20,000 coming in a month. If you got $20,000 a month and you have 2 to 3 months worth of capital, how much do you have saved? 60 to 90,000. Yes? If you have 60 to 90,000, let's say 75,000 sitting here, and this volatility goes up between $0 and $5,000 on marketing, and you got $75,000, that's less than 10% fluctuations. Are you going to react? No. So your objective is to get enough of a cushion that the volatility of the company never goes more than 10% fluctuations of that amount. And you stabilize your company. That is why, watch this now, large cap companies, that means the stock shares that have been issued and the dollar per share totals up is the capitalization of the company. The larger the capitalization, the more stable the company, more predictable the company. That's why IBM, I mean, if you look at your top 100 companies or so, I believe it's something like 70% of your entire investments across your country are in the top 100 companies. Why? Because they've got the largest capitalization and they've got the most money going to them. And more people rely on them. Why? Because when money is managed wisely, it gets more money to manage. That's why large cap companies get more money given to them than small cap companies. And small cap companies are highly volatile. And large cap companies are more stable. And the more stable, the more certain. The more certain draws more money. It's a basic law. So if you are more stable, you draw more money to you. You draw more business to you. Would you agree that you'd want to do more business with somebody who has a stable company that's been there a long time, that's got the predictable outcome, predictable service, than something that's volatile that may not be there tomorrow? Would you want to go and have your house built by a company that may have never been there a week from now? That doesn't have any capitalization? No, you want a company that's got stabilization, insurance, backup. If something happens to the product that they're providing, you've got a backup and you can get compensation for it, yes? And they can handle it without reaction. They can provide quality service for quality clients. I could go on the benefits of this. But stabilizing your company with 60 to 90 days worth of cushion. Now, I realize you're going to be told by a lot of people, your CPAs, etc., put it all in a house and put it all in superannuation. That is next. But first, give yourself liquidity. Once you've got liquidity, presume it's not there. It's not to be touched. The purpose of it is psychology. It doesn't exist. Let it grow at 4%. Leave it alone. It's there. You don't use it. If all of a sudden you get a little stressed and go and rob it, you start all over, you've just made yourself uncertain again. It's not touchable. It's simply a stabilization cushion zone. How many of you have been in a situation where you didn't have the liquid capital? And you know what I'm talking about. It's stressful. You don't need to have that.